Night Shift by Nora Roberts, performed by Kate Rudd. All right, Night Owls. It's coming up on midnight, and you're listening to KHIP. Get ready for five hits in a row. This is Cilla O'Rourke, and darling, I'm sending this one straight out to you. Her voice was like hot whiskey, smooth and potent. Rich, throaty, touched with the barest whisper of the South, it might have been fashioned for the airwaves. Any man in Denver who was tuned into her frequency would believe she was speaking only to him. Cilla eased up on the pot on the mixer, sending the first of the five promised hits out to her listeners. Music slid into the booth. She could have pulled off her headphones and given herself 3 minutes and 22 seconds of silence. She preferred the sound. Her affection for music was only one of the reasons for her success in radio. Her voice was a natural attribute. She'd talked herself into her first job at a low-frequency, low-budget station in rural Georgia with no experience, no resume, and a brand-new high school diploma. And she was perfectly aware that it was her voice that had landed her that position. That and her willingness to work for next to nothing, make coffee, and double as the station's receptionist. 10 years later, her voice was hardly her only qualification. But it still often turned the tide. She'd never found the time to pursue the degree in communications she still coveted. But she could double, and had, as engineer, newscaster, interviewer, and program director. She had an encyclopedic memory for songs and recording artists, and a respect for both. Radio had been her home for a decade, and she loved it. Her easygoing, flirtatious on-air personality was often at odds with the intense, organized, and ambitious woman who rarely slept more than 6 hours, and usually ate on the run. The public Cilla O'Rourke was a sexy radio princess who mingled with celebrities and had a job loaded with glamour and excitement. The private woman spent an average of 10 hours a day at the station or on station business, was fiercely determined to put her younger sister through college, and hadn't had a date in 2 years of Saturday nights. And didn't want one. Setting the headphones aside, she rechecked her daily log for her next 15-minute block. For the space of time it took to play a top-10 hit, the booth was silent. There was only Cilla and the lights and gauges on the control board. That was how she liked it best. When she'd accepted the position with KHIP in Denver 6 months before, she'd wrangled for the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. slot, one usually reserved for the novice DJ. A rising success with 10 years' experience behind her, she could have had one of the plum day spots when the listening audience was at its peak. She preferred the night